quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, New Pacific 3 Eastern, Sunday 3 Pacific 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific 1 Eastern, Sundays with Josh Nason, and it is Tuesday here on the show, and you know what that means. We've got a lot to talk about here today. Lance Storm is joining us. We'll be talking about the Raw show from last night. I thought Raw was a pretty good show, particularly the second half of the show. And they're doing some different things. They had been building up just the return of the Bloodline. We're putting the Bloodline back together. And everybody's like, oh my God, putting the Bloodline back together. But actually it appears that they're not. And one member that was allegedly going to rejoin the Bloodline is out. Another is likely out soon. And we'll tell you everything that happened on the Raw show. It is leading to the Sunday night's main event here in a few weeks. NXT is coming up tonight. We got a bunch of matches announced for that show. We got Dynamite. Also, a bunch of matches announced for that show. That's heading to All In, August 30th in London. We have an update on the Continental Challenge Cup. We'll tell you about that. And NXT is going to Canada and a lot of other news as well. If you want to join us here today, you're, of course, welcome to. You can text me, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. FRWOnline at gmail.com. I'm FRWOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. And at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. We're going to do news in the opening segment. And then we're going to talk Raw. And then in the final segment of the show, Eugene Salicy is joining us here today. He is my co-author, Pro Wrestling for Dummies, which is available right now, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. It'll be in bookstores everywhere. It is heading to stores in just a few weeks. So we'll tell you all about that book. And Lance played a part in the book as well. There's a lot to get into here today. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Okay, the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. We are joined today by Lance Storm. We got a lot to talk about here today. But Lance, I know you wanted to talk about Tenzon's retirement before we get going.
Yeah, he had his final match on the weekend, and he and I go way back when he was on excursion in CWA Catch in Europe is when I first went to Europe in 1993. Tokyo Joe booked us both, and we spent a lot of time together, feuded over the CWA Junior title. But yeah, he's like 2 years younger than me, broke in just after, and we logged a lot of time together. And I remember when we first got there, the first night we worked each other, and Joe being the New Japan pro wrestling agent and from Calgary, because he booked all the New Japan guys in Stampede, he pulled us aside and told us that, you know, in Europe, they work a very stiff, strong style, so we need to work really tight and hard. So Hiro and I nodded and went out and had a stronger, tighter match. And then later that night, we were in a battle royal with everyone else from Europe. And the second we touched anyone else, we realized that Joe was full of it. And we both sort of nodded at each other and decided that as soon as Joe went home, we would go back to working light. But until Joe went home, we'd have to stiff each other for a while. But he was a really good dude. We had a lot of great matches. So congratulations to him on an amazing career and having his final match.
And how well do you know the Blue Meanie?
I worked with him in ECW. I'm friends with him. I don't know him super well, but I heard he did get hurt, and I want to wish him well.
Yeah, he has apparently suffered a fall, broke some ribs, and is in, quote, a huge amount of pain. So I want to wish him the best. Not sure what happened, but
ribs are a terrible injury. Like, you can't do telling anything me? When you're, like, I just... Like, separating your ribs a little bit and damaging the cartilage between them can be immobilizing. Breaking them could just horrendous.
Obviously, Blue Meanie got a lot worse than me, but about a month ago, I had like one rib in the back was like out or whatever they call it. Golly, that freaking sucked. Like, you try and breathe, you try, like, every, like, any movement, it's like, ow, ow. Like, everything hurts from one. So I went
everything
to the chiropractor and he put it back.
Everything goes through your core, dude.
Jeez,
everything.
It sucked. So all the best to him. Well, WWE is apparently heading to Hawaii, of all places. What am I doing that week? October 16th And now October 17th, the Blaisdell Arena in Honolulu, Hawaii. The first time WWE has been there since 2019.
I did three shows there for them.
Really?
Yep.
A Hawaii live tour. They've announced Seth Rollins, Usos, Jacob Fatu, Oba Femi, Liv Morgan, and more. So a Hawaii house show. What a life.
Yeah, well, the first one that I was on, I literally flew in the morning of the show, went directly to the building, and we had a charter flight out directly after the show. And other than going to the rental car and walking into the building, I was never outside in Hawaii. The following trip, we did two shows. And I think that was the, don't remember if it was the first show or the second one that Jericho talks about in his one book, that Bruce Willis came to see The Rock and sat ringside where Jericho did the spot with him and tried to get Bruce Willis to hit him. But there was really good crowds and it was a lot of fun. And at least the second trip where we had 2 days, I did get outside briefly. But it was a long way to go for a few hours.
Well, we've also got the Continental Cup Challenge. This is the update. Nigel McGuinness. This storyline is just silly. Hopefully you understand the difference between storyline and reality, unlike Dave when we had our big argument last night.
Mm-hmm.
In storyline, Nigel McGuinness is injured, and he is wearing a walking boot. Somehow, in storyline, they are allowing him to continue wrestling because nobody cares about anybody in storyline in this company. Oh, your head fell off? Well, can you work? So anyway, he's in pain, allegedly, and he's in a walking boot. But he's wrestling tomorrow.
Is it a fake injury or is it?
I'm pretty sure it's a worked injury. I mean, I could be wrong. If I'm wrong, I apologize to Nigel. But I'm pretty sure it's a worked injury. And I've heard from people that know nothing about a real injury. But anyway, the point is, real or fake, here's the deal. There's a Wednesday show and there's a Saturday show. And Saturday is a live collision. So in storyline, or if he's actually hurt in real life, why not let the guy rest until Saturday? Nope, he's wrestling tomorrow. His match is tomorrow. It will be Nigel McGuinness and Hechicero tomorrow. And John Moxley and Jay White. And then on Saturday's collision, it's Orange Cassidy versus Kyle O'Reilly and Claudio against Eddie Kingston, which is a long-running feud, that Claudio-Eddie Kingston feud there.
Dave also didn't seem to understand that you're actually advocating for bigger matches on Collision more often than not.
I want Collision
to feel important.
Well, yes. But, like, I want to feel like I need to watch the show. It's not even so much importance. Like, importance, it is importance. But
so moving my Nigel to Saturday actually supports your
sure
current agenda, which Dave didn't seem to understand either.
Yes, but I just tried to explain this, and it seems like people misunderstand, or then they don't understand. Listen, guys, Raw and SmackDown are booked as equals, okay? They just are. You cannot watch SmackDown with CM Punk and Kevin Owens and Cody Rhodes. You can't watch SmackDown and go, that's definitely the B show. They're both A shows. And, you know, they did a brand split and they have lots of stars and half the stars are on Raw. Half the stars are on SmackDown. It's like you got two A shows. You feel like you need to watch two shows to be caught up with what's going on, okay? I never feel that way watching Collision. Collision is there. Hey, you want some more good matches this week? Well, here's a show for you. But, like, there's angles on the show that, I mean, guys, I mean, this is a serious question. I'm not meaning to be a jerk here. Are you guys aware that the Motor City Machine Guns have returned to AEW? If you don't watch Collision, it is an absolute mystery that this has occurred. It's never been mentioned on Dynamite. They've never appeared on Dynamite. They appeared on Collision. They debuted, and there was no word about this. No recap video, nothing. It's like they don't exist. So, like, yes, obviously, what you want is for big stars and big matches to be on Collision. But you can't do that right now because the show is like a D show. You got to slowly start building it up, building it up, building it up, building it up. And then you can start, like, you got to transition it into an A show. You can't have a D show and then one day you decide to make something big happen there, usually not announcing it in advance, and then not recapping on the next show and expect it's not going to make any difference. You just wasted something on that show. So anyway, they did actually have a recap on Dynamite of the Continental Cup matches from Collision, which was a big improvement. Like, if something big happens on Collision, show the people on Dynamite, hey, dude, you actually missed something, you know, these Continental Cup matches. Maybe you should watch the show next week. But this idea that, hey, let's just throw a huge match on there unannounced, and, you know, that won't solve the problem. That makes the problem worse. So anyway, it's my speech I seem to give, like, every week. But, you know, once again, I was driving back from winning the relentless Pacific Northwest title, and I didn't get a chance to watch all the Collision. I watched an hour of it, and it was, like, an enjoyable hour. But I missed an hour of the show, and to the best of my knowledge, I mean, what did I miss? What meaningful stuff did I miss? I guess a few Continental Challenge Cup matches, but I mean, I don't know. That show needs work. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Proceeds support Heroes on the Water.
Everyone likes a success story. All In Lid Company was started by two young entrepreneurs who wanted to build a premium hat brand around quality products and an inspiring mindset. That mindset? All In Lid isn't about what you wear. It's about how you think. Believe in yourself. This brand was created to inspire people to go all in on themselves, to chase the goals that matter to them, to bet on their vision, their work ethic, and their belief, even when the outcome feels uncertain. Founded at Florida State University in Tallahassee, the message quickly resonated with students who believed in the mentality behind it. Today, All In Lid represents more than premium headwear. It represents commitment, confidence, and ownership, a reminder to stop playing small and show up fuller for your goals. Their mission is simple: to inspire as many people as possible to go all in on themselves and their next chapter. AllInLid.com. Be sure to check it out. AllInLid.com.
Are you moving to another state? We can make it easy for you. We are Movers USA. We're experts in getting your valuable possessions of your home from point A to point B anywhere in the United States. Now's the time to get a fresh start in a new city. Get it done right with Movers USA. We'll take care of your possessions just like our own. We'll take all the headaches off your mind, pack everything for you, and bring them safe and secure and put in the right place in your new home. If you're moving across state lines, call us right now for a 100% free quote. Ask your representative how you can qualify for a special discount with today's call. If you're moving anywhere in the U.S., we can get you there. Quick, call now for details. 800-631-3086. 800-631-3086. 800-631-3086. That's 800-631-3086.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Here, Wrestling Observer Live. Brandon here says, I've been watching Collision as much, and yes, I only found out about the machine guns from your review with Vinny. Thank God I'm here. You know what
or
I mean?
At least thank God Vinny's here.
Are you kidding me? Talking about.
Is that a sentence that's never been said before?
Never. All right, we open up on the Raw show with a Stephanie Vaquer promo. And out come Liv, Raquel, and Roxanne. And we had one of those segments where heels hit the ring. Babyface runs wild. Heels cut the babyface off. Babyface runs wild. Heels cut him off again. Another babyface comes out. Heels cut that person. I'm like, dude, just jump him. The heels are standing tall at the end. Just jump him and lay him out. Now we had to go back and forth like it was a match. I don't like segments like that. It's just like, I know it's a 2.5 hour show, but get to the point. So anyway, one of the people that came out was Becky, and she ended up getting laid out as well. Becky and Stephanie continue to hate each other. I think Becky turned babyface. You wouldn't know from watching this feud. Stephanie apparently is a babyface. We're back to that period when Vince was around, where the babyfaces, they have no friends. But the heels all get along great.
Yep, baby faces can't get along. Pick fights with groups that do get along, and the group that gets along beats the heck out of them all.
Yes.
I'm left not liking my baby faces.
The Usos celebrated Solo coming back home to the family. They laughed and chortled. Then we had Javon and JD McDonagh, which I thought was a pretty fun little match. Dom got involved. JD ends up shoving him off the post. Tried a moonsault. Javon avoided it. OG Cutter got the pin. Javon has won 2 straight weeks in a row, everybody. A freaking miracle. Can you believe I won a singles title before Javon could win any title of any sort in WWE or NXT or AAA?
I don't actually believe that you won.
I did. That guy couldn't even win the Heritage Cup. This, by the way, says less about me and more about this place he's working at, I should add. Then Big Cass showed up, and it was the same thing. Big Cass shows up. He beats down Javon. Javon says, "Is that all you got?" Cass returns. Javon makes a big comeback. Cass ends up killing him again, thanks to Dom.
At least it was Dom.
Beats him and 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 beats him. It's like, my God. I got it. He's dead.
I also find it funny that they chose Javon for this, because Javon's really tall. And when they push Big Cass as a 7-footer, and Javon's just a dude, and whenever they're going to stand across from each other, both standing up, it's like Cass is probably a couple inches taller at most.
Correct. It's bizarre. Showed clips of La Parca pinning Psycho Clown. La Parca is alive in this number one contenders tournament. And meanwhile, on NXT tonight, he's in another number one contenders tournament. 2 number one contenders tournaments for 2 different opportunities on 2 different brands at the same time. Good for that guy.
Hey, we can do math. He's doubled his chances.
We had Rey Fénix and El Fiscal, who really takes care of his money. I thought they had a pretty good match.
What do you mean he takes care of his money?
He's fiscally.
Oh, okay.
He tried the dreaded Martinete, which they noted is actually not banned here in this country. But Fénix avoided it, hit the Mexican Muscle Buster, and got the pin. I thought this was not bad.
Yeah, I can't get into a tournament when I know who's going to win, and then I know he's going to lose.
Who's going to win?
Penta.
You think so?
Well, it'll be one of the WWE guys, and then they will lose to Roman. I think the tournament should have took place in AAA so that AAA fans could get excited about a AAA guy actually getting a shot at the world title on Raw, and just give us the results and send us on to the Raw match.
We had a Stephanie promo backstage, and then Becky showed up, and once again, they hate each other. Sol Rook and Lyra, the notable thing, the newsworthy thing, is they finally pulled off the Soul Snatcher perfectly.
Lyra took it perfectly.
Perfect.
The thing that stuck out in this match for me was commentary, in that Michael Cole at one point referred to Bayley as the legendary Bayley.
Yeah.
Seems a bit much.
Well,
and then Cole also referred to Lyra's unworldly in-ring IQ.
Unworldly.
Like, is she supposed to be, like, the smartest in-ring person ever?
Or the dumbest?
An unworldly, like...
Shouldn't it be otherworldly? What does unworldly even mean?
Means that nothing on this world is that high.
Huh.
She, and again, even if he said otherworldly, either way, it's like claiming that she has a higher ring IQ than anyone on this planet, which seems not to be something that I was ever aware of. Not a shot at her, but it's not like she's supposed to be Mr. Perfect or the best there is, was, or ever will be. She's just a good competitor.
We had a Vision promo, which led to Braun storming down to the ring. He called out Oba Femi. Oba came out, and they went back and forth, and Braun wanted to fight him here and now, and Paul basically put the kibosh on that and said, we got to build this up. I've already talked to Pierce. The match is taking place Sunday night's main event, September 6th in Atlanta, your hometown. We will find out who truly is the future of WWE. We will not, by the way.
There will probably not be a conclusion on that date. I thought it odd that Paul basically turned TKO heel.
Kind of.
He basically told fans in the building, you're not getting it because we have to keep shareholders happy.
He kind of did. It reminds.
He totally did. That's
well,
exactly what
no,
he said.
It reminds me back in Lucha Underground when Dario Cueto was like, we got a Money in the Bank, but like, you can't cash in on the night. I'm a promoter. I need to promote. I got to build up the match. That's just the way it is. And that's facts. Those fans don't like it too bad. That's what I think.
Yeah, it's always good to tell fans too bad.
Well, you know.
But I did like that they've managed to keep Paul's allegiances questionable.
Yes. Who will he side with? That's a question for you.
I think he's going to go with Braun.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't see Paul turning babyface and turning... Oba, to me, would just be astronomically stupid.
That would be really, really dumb. We had Dragon Lee and Dr. Wagner Jr. Roman Reigns tournament.
No. It's not Dr. Wagner Jr.
Iho de Dr. Wagner Jr.
That's an important difference, dude. It's a different guy.
Darn it. You know what
You're worse than Michael
about.
Cole.
No, I'm not. That's factually incorrect. Now, I thought this match was fine, but... If I could change, you know, people always go, if you could change one thing about wrestling, what would it be? And I'm always like, I don't know, God, everything. Well, ask me right now. Go ahead.
Well, if there's one thing about wrestling you would change, what would it be?
These freaking matches where guys today, we don't have time now, okay? But, like, I talked to a lot of people about this when I was actually wrestling with actual wrestlers in the wrestling business this weekend. And, like, everyone agreed, like, sometimes, like, one of the problems with wrestling today is actually the people are too nice. Do you understand? People are too nice, and they're too giving in these matches sometimes. This was a perfect example. Who's the guy that's moving on in the tournament? Dragon Lee. He's moving on in a tournament to face Roman Reigns for the world title. Dragon Lee goes in there with Iho de Dr. Wagner Jr. God bless the guy. But it's like, I'm going to give him the whole match. And like, he just sells and sells and sells and sells and sells. And then he tries to move and he gets cut off and he gets countered and he sells and he gets countered and he gets... And by the time the match is over, I'm like, why didn't Wagner just go over? Like, what are we doing here? I see this all the time in wrestling. And, like, we don't need to go back in the day where people were, like, total jerks and, like, didn't want to do anything. And, like, you know what I mean? But sometimes you just got to, like, you got to do what you got to do for the position you're in and the match that you're having. And I did not see that in this match.
There is a time where your producer just needs to come over and go, 70-30, you're up.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I was just watching this. I see this all the time nowadays. It's just because people, there are a lot of nice people in this business. Dragon Lee, I'm sure, is a really nice guy. But you know what? You can be a nice guy, like, the rest of the day, but in this tournament, in this match, you should have beat this guy decisively. You're moving on to face Roman Reigns in theory. We had Rey Mysterio and Chad Gable. I thought this was a freaking great match. Place is going wild at the end of this match.
For Rey.
Yes. Well, yeah.
That's Chad, my one. That's
but
my
Chad one. Pinned him and he didn't get booed.
No, but the crowd did go mild.
They wanted to see Rey win.
They're turning Chad Gable babyface, and they keep putting him in there with really over babyfaces.
Yeah.
Instead of Penta and Rey, he'd get far better reactions if he was in there with Ethan Page.
And then the main event segment was Roman and Solo and the whole Bloodline crew. And long story short, Solo ends up turning on Roman. LA Knight runs down to make the save. And LA and Solo unite to take out the heels. And in all of this, Roman Reigns had given Ula Fallas to Jimmy and Jay, but not Jacob. And so Jacob did not get involved. And it looks like he's also on his way to split from the Bloodline. So the Bloodline, we thought they were building them up, but they're actually being slowly torn apart. Back in a moment, talk pro wrestling for dummies, Observer Live.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, Wade's garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hi, the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us here today, and we are very happy to be joined by Gene Selassie. It's Selassie, Lance, I told you. Co-author here, Pro Wrestling for Dummies. Look at that beautiful cover that is up on the screen right now. Professional Wrestling for Dummies. It'll be coming out in, God, probably less than a month now. The Amazon delivery date seems to be pushed back, but I think it's in the printer and getting ready to ship. Isn't that right, Gene? How you doing?
Doing well, thanks. And no, it's not John from Memphis or Ryan from Cumberland, but I'm hoping to become as much a staple of the program as they are in the future. And Yes, those are off to the printer from what I'm understanding. Third week of September is when we're looking at for release date.
My God, it's less than a month away. You know, somebody, I can't remember where it was, but somebody just the other day figured out, they were like, oh, this is a Fur Dummies book. The Fur Dummies brand. I was like, yeah, it's Pro Wrestling for Dummies. What did you think it was? And they were like, oh, I thought it was just like, you know, a book for dummies. No, this is a Fur Dummies book. You see them at the stores everywhere. Keyboarding for Dummies, Guitar for Dummies, Avengers for Dummies, Gene. Now Professional Wrestling for Dummies. And Gene, tell us how this book came about.
Well, as you mentioned, I wrote previously for Wiley Publishing Avengers for Dummies as they brokered a deal with Marvel Comics, and they were liking what I had to offer, and we had a great working relationship. They asked me to throw out a few ideas, and of course, I had also written a wrestling book in the past and how they rumbled the 40 best or the 80 best pro wrestling matches of the last 40 years. So my editor decided, why not? Let's go for Pro Wrestling for Dummies. I reached out to you. I had a feeling you might have been swamped with other stuff because I know you're usually juggling about 18 flaming swords at any given moment, but you cleared your schedule, and we made this happen.
Yeah, I was. I had vowed to never do a book again, but I figured Fur Dummies actually sounds like a pretty cool book. So
right up your alley.
Yeah, I thought, you know, I can write about wrestling for dummies. I do it every day. So let's make a book out of it, and here we go. So Lance, you are, you know, a pivotal part of this book. You read it and helped me out with a lot of stuff, told me how stupid I was on many occasions. And
me.
And Gene as well, yes. And what did you think overall?
It ended up being a lot more thorough and educational than I first expected based off the title. Now, obviously, I've read it in bits and pieces, not cover to cover in order, but there was a lot of information I learned fair bit reading it, so I thought it was a really well done piece.
Now, I will say that this is very much actually like Death of WCW. A lot of what you read, Lance, is maybe not going to make it all the way to the end because I don't know what happened, man, but we drastically overshot our page count target, and we had to end up cutting out a lot of stuff. And
yeah, I think there was about 80 pages on the cutting room floor.
This is almost exactly like Death of WCW. But I will say that I think that for anybody who's ever written a book, it's not exactly fun to write all of these words and then 80 pages end up on the cutting room floor or whatever. But I will say that they worked very well with us. And you know, for what the book is, you know, when I got all of the edited chapters and then we went over them again, you know, there was a lot of stuff cut out. But at the end of the day, it does actually make for a significantly better book. Because the idea is that it's supposed to be a book where if you're a wrestling fan, you know, it'll be a fun book for you. And there's a lot of history. I mean, we do the history of wrestling, you know, dating back to pre-Olympic games and, you know, the origins of what is now professional wrestling and the pioneer
era.
You spent
a lot of time in the territory system, which that's a good chunk of the book.
Yep. If you we got a lot of help from Carl Stern on the history. So there's like a lot of stuff if you are a current wrestling fan. But at the same time, this really is a book for people that are just discovering wrestling, or maybe they don't know anything about wrestling. Maybe they have a wrestling fan in their family or a spouse, and they're like, what is this? And this is a good book where when you're done reading it, you'll get what wrestling is. And in order to do a book like that, it can't be quite as in-depth as, at least for sure, what I originally wrote. I went out of my mind. But I think it's a good book, really, for everybody. Whether you're a pro wrestling fan or you want to get it for a friend or family member that doesn't understand why you're watching wrestling or what wrestling is, or isn't that fake? Well, you can hand them this book and they'll get it when we're done.
They'll know what work and shoot is.
I hope.
And want to thank you foremost for putting in blood, sweat, and tears for this one, and for Filthy and Lance for all of their great input. It wouldn't have been possible without them, so thank you all.
Yeah, Filthy was he was very involved as well. He wanted to put in a lot about Turkish oil wrestling. I had to reel him in, but you know, he had
he's busy with that relentless Northwest Championship right now.
No, he's not. It's right here. He had a lot of input. Lance had a lot of input, and it was good because, you know, I mean, I'm kind of back wrestling now, but I wasn't when I was writing the book, and so it was good to have Filthy there, who was a current wrestler in the current era, to smarten me up on certain things. And then we had Lance, who was a former wrestler from a bygone era, who also, well, it is a bygone era, dude. The 90s are gone, brother. I mean, am I wrong? I wish they'd be
back. What about the 2000s?
Yeah, he was there a little bit for the 2000s. There was a big match in 2010 that we don't talk about. But anyway, he also was a producer, obviously, working for Impact. And he got to fill me in on certain things about, like, you know, how were rings put together? What are some differences in the rings? And, you know, how were they made back in the day? How were they made now? Obviously, you had a lot of input when it came to, like, the writing about ECW. Actually, the whole Monday Night Wars, because you were with all three companies, if I recall correctly.
Yeah.
Which I did.
In that bygone era.
That bygone era of the 90s, yes.
Or the 2000s.
And then we had lists as well in that book. What are they called? The part of tens?
Oh, wow, yes. Essentially, for all For Dummies books, they'll have a few chapters at the end of the 10 greatest something, the 10 most shocking something or whatnot. And, yeah, in this one, we definitely, I think we did a great job of highlighting some of the most prolific matches and events of the modern era.
What would you say is the hardest part about doing a book like this, Gene? Because I know my answer.
I honestly think the rewriting process took almost three times as much work as the initial draft, because we're cutting stuff, we're adding stuff, we're cutting stuff, we're adding stuff, and it was like almost like a tennis match. But we got to a point where it was final version is done. Took a deep breath, took a swig of Terramana, and like, we're done.
I would say that you know, it's this is supposed to be a book that can be read by someone who knows nothing about wrestling to learn about it. And because of that, you have to keep in mind that your audience may not know anything about anything. And I'm talking anything. So, like, a lot of the time during the rewrites, I mean, they wanted us to like clarify something that when you've been doing this forever, it's like you don't even think that maybe the word pinfall needs to be clarified or, you know,
what a suplex is.
Even more simple than that, like, you know, actually one of my favorites was like, you know, you talk about Hogan's leg drop and then they would say like, can you explain what a leg drop is? And so you're kind of like, well, you know, it's a leg drop. But then when you think about it, it's kind of like, well, I mean, Granny, for example, I mean, you've heard Granny review matches. It's like, man, maybe I do have to describe what a leg drop is. You jump in the air and you drop your leg on the person's body. So there are a lot of places in the book where it's like, if you're a fan, you're gonna see like, they just define what a body slam is, which is where you lift a man up and you slam his body to the mat. So that, I think, was the most challenging thing. And also, you know, a lot of these For Dummies books, I mean, you're writing about something that's like, it's either real or it's fake, right? You're writing about lacrosse, or you're writing about Avengers movies. Well, obviously one is real and an Avengers movie is, it's not a documentary. But when you're writing about wrestling, I mean, there's so many aspects of it that are real, but there's also so many aspects of it that are fake. And these aspects are intertwined all the time. So, like, okay, I have to explain the Montreal Screwjob to someone who knows nothing about wrestling. Well, normally wrestling, it's like, how do you describe this? And so, like, a lot of the book is just trying to, you know, where do I have to explain that this is actually legitimate? This is not legitimate. This was supposed to be legitimate, but it's actually not. So I think that probably... I believe this had to have been one of the more challenging For Dummies books to actually write because wrestling is so weird.
See, the challenging
100% thing for me... agree. And as someone who's written For Dummies books, this was 10 times more challenging than the previous book that I did. And that was one of the main factors, like trying to explain the importance of Shane Douglas tossing the Eastern Championship Wrestling belt and debuting the Extreme Championship Wrestling belt and the NWA committee flipping out over it and having to go into detail about the work aspect of it, but also the potential shoot aspect of it. It was challenging.
Yes, Lance.
Yes. The most challenging part was those emails that would show up in my inbox at like 11 p.m. with a new chapter with the subject line, thoughts by morning, please.
Oh, I never did by morning.
Oh, sure you did.
I guess you're in a different time zone. Yeah. Some of these chapters, man, I wrote like you, when you write a book, it's like they make you do the table of contents first and then you've got like a proposed page count and, I don't know, man. I probably should be better.
Yeah, brother, you got stuck with two of the longer ones.
Well, not just that, but it's like all of a sudden I looked at it and I'm at 28 pages. And it's like, okay, I went over by 8. Well, the next chapter I'll do 8 less than is required. You're not supposed to do that. And so I'm just like in my mind thinking, I went over last time. I'll go a little under this time. Oh, I went 1 page under. I'll go 8 pages. So it's all my fault how much ended up on the cutting room floor.
Oh, no. I'm also equally to blame. Especially the Lucha Libre chapter and the Japanese wrestling chapter, I went way over mark, so I had to reel it in quite a bit.
Yes, Lance.
The true irony is that Brian had an excessive overrun, and I hope TK texts him and calls him a hypocrite because he had like a... 4-hour overrun.
No, there's a big difference. Tony would have paid $2 million to just make the book longer. I actually cut it to stay on time. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Pro Wrestling for Dummies is available soon. You can pre-order Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. It'll be available in booksellers, fine booksellers everywhere. And you can also head up to Amazon.com and check out all of my book and Gene's books as well. I've got Death of WCW, which is, there's a 10th anniversary edition, there's the original edition, there's the audio book edition, which, by the way, you can get free. If you get an Audible free trial, you can choose two books, and you can choose Death of WCW and listen to that free. I read the book. And also, 100 Things WWE Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. These are all up on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. And Gene, what do you got up there?
All right. I have Avengers for Dummies, as you previously mentioned. I have And How They Rumbled, the 80 Best Pro Wrestling Bouts Over the Past 40 Years. I also have a few graphic novels, the Eisner Award-winning Puerto Rico Strong and the Ringo Award-nominated The Ghoul Agency. And you can find me on Blue Sky at GeneSelassie.bsky.social and on Instagram at Gene_Selassie.
Lance, what have you got?
I got nothing, brother.
Oh, man. You should get that, put all of your things you wrote together into a book.
Actually, there's two of those available on Amazon.
Yeah, that's what I was just asking.
Yeah, all the commentaries wrote way back in the day. I checked Lance Storm as an author on Amazon. They're there somewhere.
What a great plug. Yeah. Yes, check out Lance's books as well, everybody. Lance Storm on Amazon.com. We'll find out what they actually are, and we'll plug them more. How about that, Lance?
Yeah, the second one I actually had an editor.
Look at that. How about that? All right, we got to wrap it up, everybody. Gene, thanks so much for everything. We'll have you back on here when the book comes out. And grab your copy, everybody, at Amazon.com. And that is it. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.